Lakers lose to the San Antonio Spurs, 118-109, the final score. Lakers now 6-3 on the season. They had gone on that four-game road trip, two in San Antonio, two in Memphis. They swept that four-game road trip and then now find themselves with three losses. How weird is this? Three losses for the Lakers this season. They're 6-3. All three coming from Staples Center. Lost opening night to the Los Angeles Clippers. Eventually lost to the Portland Trailblazers on December 28th. And then here on January 7th, Lakers lose to the San Antonio Spurs. I know I mentioned this, and I'll kind of emphasize it here throughout the post-game show. Spurs came out like a team that had lost two games in a row to the Lakers. Just won a game against the Clippers at Staples Center. Felt like they had something to prove, where it seemed like at least to start the game, Lakers needed to get woken up a little bit. And that comes with the fact that you probably just assumed, hey, we're good enough. We just beat these guys on December 30th, and we beat them on January 1st. And now we're at home at Staples Center. This shouldn't be a problem. At least it felt that way, you know, obviously to start the game, where the Lakers at one point were down 15 points. But Lakers battled back. They fought through it, but the Spurs just too much. LaMarcus Aldridge, 28 points tonight and 5 rebounds. They didn't have LaMarcus Aldridge in those two games. And Michael and I were talking about LaMarcus Aldridge in the pregame show, and we're more reflecting on his career. He's 35 years old. What a great career he's had. Some of the reasons maybe why he left the Portland Trailblazers. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge just had a fundamental player, not a player that, you know, was talked about too much, but just an all-around good player and has had a great career in the league. I don't think we thought he was going to come out here tonight and look like the LaMarcus Aldridge from 5 years ago. And I know, you know, we say 35 years old. 35 sounds old until you see what LeBron is doing at 36 and still the best player in the world. And then you got a number of other guys. They had six guys scoring double figures. And, I mean, incredibly efficient, too. Aldridge went 11 of 18. DeJounte Murray, who, by the way, looks like a fantastic 24-year-old, went 7 of 14 from the field. Lonnie Walker went 6 of 11. DeMar DeRozan did go 5 of 13, so he struggled but got to the free throw line, went 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Too many threes for the San Antonio Spurs in total. They hit 16 threes, only missed one free throw out of 17, 94%, 28 assists. So this was a Greg Popovich type of team tonight. And for the San Antonio Spurs, they handled business. Let me throw out the phone number here. I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans that want to react to this loss to the Spurs. 118-109, the final score. 877-710-ESPN. As always, feel free to call in. Give us your thoughts on the game. You know, if I look at this just from an offensive perspective, and I don't think the Lakers really needed more than 109 points. What I'm referring to there is, okay, they technically needed more than 109 points, but what I'm referring to there is when you have a team that is putting up 118 points and they're scoring as much offense as they did, if you look at some of these Laker players, certainly some guys struggled tonight. Dennis Schroeder, just 3 of 11 from the field and just 2 assists. So the entire starting lineup for the Lakers struggled against the starting lineup for the San Antonio Spurs, minuses all across the board, and most of them double-digit, all of them double-digit minuses. The bench, I guess you could say, kept them in it to some extent. But Dennis Schroeder struggled from the field. He went 3 of 11. Kuzma went 6 of 16. Wesley Matthews was 1 of 6 from the field. Talen Horton-Tucker was 4 of 9. He was fine. So you had a few guys that were, you know, well below 500. And like I mentioned, a plus 18 for the San Antonio Spurs from just the three-point line. So that's a big advantage for the Spurs on that front. And actually, you know, when it was all said and done, turnovers for the Lakers I thought was going to be more at halftime. I thought it was going to be much more impactful. Lakers just had 13 turnovers, which is not bad. The problem is they only forced 6 turnovers. Only forced 6 turnovers for the San Antonio Spurs, so Spurs certainly had their way there. If I try to look forward a little bit, and I take a look from how the Lakers just kind of what they have coming up. This was supposed to be one of those games. This is one of those games that we had kind of talked about, like, all right, it's a home game. You just took care of the San Antonio Spurs on two straight games. Everything's all good. We're good to go. But losing tonight, kind of, you start looking at the game against the Chicago Bulls and you start saying to yourself, all right, well, you can't drop that one as well. And listen, I have a feeling that the Lakers will, this might wake them up a little bit and, you know, understand that, all right, this is a game that before you go on this two-game road trip against the Houston Rockets, you got to take care of business in obviously some of these games. Only other thing that I really want to mention from an individual perspective, and then we'll hopefully get a chance to hear Coach here in a few minutes, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. But one of the things that I think to pay attention to from a individual perspective, you know, LeBron can only do so much, right? I mean, if we watch the way LeBron James has kind of on a game-in, game-out basis been just fantastic. He's been incredible. Another 27-12 from him, but you got to get some help from everybody else in the process. And certainly from a team defense perspective, you got to be better. All right, let's go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the Lakers 118-109 loss to the San Antonio Spurs.
Hey, Frank, what did you think of the shot quality for San Antonio and all the threes? Was it a mix of good shooting and the lack of defense, or how did you see that?
Well, we helped our good shooting with bad defense in the first half. Played a really poor defensive first half. You know, and then when we did make the right coverages, you know, they hit tough shots. You know, you give them credit. They played a terrific basketball game. They really shot the ball well, and they made us pay for any types of mistakes. LaMarcus Aldridge, in particular, had a spectacular game. We didn't handle him well enough at all. You know, as a result, we got outplayed and they got the W.
You mentioned before the game you thought it was going to be difficult to beat a team three times in this short of a time span. Was there a way that you tried to get over that mental part of things and you know, try not to give them that advantage? I shouldn't call it an advantage, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, it's a hard thing to do. You know, it's hard. It's a hard thing to come off of a road trip. And, you know, the first game is always tough. But when you have a team that you just beat twice in their building, going to be motivated. And, you know, we just didn't play well enough to get over that hurdle. You know, it happens. And again, credit to Spurs for playing a great game.
Dave?
Frank, you guys sat on early and then made that run. And it just seemed like you didn't have that extra shot to really go over the hump. Is it a tough thing to manage the energy? And I've asked about this before, but you know, if you guys were making a run at your home building with fans in the stands, you know, maybe you draw for that extra bit of whatever the juice that you get from the atmosphere. Do you have to go about it a different way?
You know, I think the fans would have an impact in a situation like that, but it doesn't change anything that we're doing, you know, from a coaching standpoint, from a player's trying to execute standpoint. Energy and adrenaline, you know, I think it could impact, but, you know, it doesn't change anything we're doing. You know, we know what we have to do to, you know, to execute at a high enough level to win the game, and we fell short tonight.
Kyle?
Frank, you guys have been playing these tight games on the road, and then you've been able to kind of pull away in the fourth quarter. Do you feel like anything about that trend maybe came back to bite a little bit when you guys had a two-point game in the fourth quarter?
Not really. We just didn't make enough plays. You know, I thought we made the right adjustments with the lineup in terms of trying to go small, you know, longer than we did in the first half, which we were having trouble with their spread five attack with an all-star at the center position. And, you know, we made the right adjustments. We just, you know, we just fell short. We couldn't score the ball at a high enough level in that fourth quarter when we were getting stops during that run. And, you know, ultimately weren't able to prevail.
Dan?
Frank, you guys got pretty good minutes, I thought, from Talen. Was that kind of what you envisioned that he could do in a game like this when energy is a little low, especially offensively, that he could change it with sort of his penetration and playmaking?
Absolutely. You know, he was terrific in particular in that first half, you know, really getting into the paint. I think it was in that second quarter. Had a few possessions in a row where he got to the rim, made solid plays, and you know, that's what he's capable of. And, you know, when you ask him to play off the ball, you know, he's a great secondary scorer as well. So he definitely gave us a good lift tonight.
Last question, Michael Duarte.
Frank, you mentioned how spectacular LaMarcus Aldridge was. He wasn't in those two games in San Antonio. Just how different and difficult of a task does that make that San Antonio Spurs offense when he's healthy and playing the way he is?
Yeah, they're a different team. There's no doubt about that. You know, he's one of the best, especially when they play him full-time with the five. Makes their offense and their ball movement and penetration really, really difficult to guard. He was terrific tonight. And, you know, they're definitely a different team with him in there. So, you know, we can play better than we did against it. But we haven't seen a player of that caliber as a spread five yet this season. So, you know, without practice time and all those types of things, we just weren't good enough with our coverages with what we had to do to slow him down.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. You heard him reiterate it a few different times. 118-109, the final score against the Spurs. Not enough defense from the Lakers. And obviously no answer for LaMarcus Aldridge, who had 28 points tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from Anthony Davis, get AD's thoughts on this loss to the San Antonio Spurs, and specifically on that Lakers defense, what he thought on the defensive side of the front. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keldon Johnson gets to the rim, puts it up, no good, got his own rebound, but that never hit the rim. I don't think he knows it. DeRozan does. DeRozan throws it up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Kuzma. Outlet to LeBron. There's one of your stops, Michael. Here's Talen Horton-Tucker. Throws it top of the key. Kuz wide open. Wes Matthews for three, and he missed it.
All right, the defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get you the coverage that you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. Defensively for the Lakers, four blocks and two steals for the San Antonio Spurs, three blocks, four steals. So, not that much defense tonight. Certainly not that much defense from the Lakers specifically tonight. They lose 118-109, the final score against the San Antonio Spurs. We got Anthony Davis coming up here shortly. I do want to take a couple quick phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. John in Glendale. John, appreciate you calling in. What'd you think of tonight's game?
Hey, Alan, thanks for taking my call, man. Just a couple of things. I thought overall, I mean, the defense was pretty bad. It was the one thing that's really bugging me the last few games is the play of Kyle Kuzma when he's starting with LeBron and AD. He's not hit. If you don't hit his 3-point shot, I notice he don't attack the basket as much. And one thing I noticed as well is Schroeder, the last few games, he's dropping his numbers. Mm-hmm. He's not hitting the 3-pointer anymore. He does go to the basket, but his play is dropping a little bit. And I don't know, maybe they just need another week or so together, but I just, a couple of things I've noticed. Maybe when we get Caldwell back, you know, it'll be back to normal. But
John, appreciate you calling in, man. A couple things. Let me hit on both of your points real quick. So first thing on Kyle Kuzma. I do think you got a point there about, you know, he depends on the three too much. Tonight he shot 1 of 6 from the 3-point line, 6 of 16 from the field. He was obviously in the starting lineup. KCP was out. I'm looking forward to the Lakers to get KCP back in that starting lineup. I really am. I do think that's going to help defensively for the Lakers. But just looking at it from that perspective, I think Kuzma most nights will depend on the 3-point shot than trying to get to the basket. But I will tell you also, Kuz 10 rebounds tonight. Love that. I mean, that's not a stat I usually talk about with Kyle Kuzma. Play 30 minutes tonight. 10 rebounds. So I think if you're a Laker fan out there, you'll take that one in a heartbeat. But he struggled from the field. And then for Dennis Schroeder, he struggled the last two games. No other way to put it. Struggled from the field, struggled hitting some of his shots. Defensively for the Lakers, there's certainly been some collapses. And Coach mentioned this as well. You got to give give the Spurs some credit because they were hitting a ton of their shots. I mentioned the 16 three-pointers. They came out. It looked like they had a chip on their shoulder. They came out like a team that lost two games in a row against the Lakers over the last 10 days. And the Lakers came out as a team that we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We're playing the Spurs. We just beat them twice. Frank in San Pedro. Frank, thank you for calling in, bud. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
Thanks, Alan.
You got it, man.
The Lakers need a center. When they gave up Dwight Howard, they should have kept JaVale McGee. Now they're in a situation where they're struggling for a center. They need that big guy in the middle to basically cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they're lacking. Everybody else is fine. Did the Lakers get better? Yes, they did. But unfortunately, they lost that grit of a center. They lost Dwight Howard, which I would have kept, or they lose Dwight Howard, get JaVale McGee. But right now, they're struggling because there's no center. There's no presence in the center.
Frank, thank you for calling in, man. Listen, the center position, this ain't going anywhere for a while, trust me. Every post-game show and in preseason, every time I've talked about Lakers, there's a Laker fan bringing this up. That is, do the Lakers have enough size? Do they have a legitimate rim protector that knows and wants to play that five spot that's close to a seven-footer that can block shots? One of the things I thought Lakers did, they had this luxury last season. Take guys off the three-point line, kind of funnel them into the middle, and then make them have to shoot over. Maybe AD's down there. Maybe LeBron's down there. Maybe Dwight's down there. Maybe JaVale's down there. They made their lives tough, and they did it on the defensive side. But we got a lot of basketball to go. So I don't know how – if it is a problem, I don't know how big of a problem it is until you're 20, 30 games in. So let's see what happens on that front. All right, let's go to Anthony Davis, AD – on the Lakers, 9-point loss to the San Antonio Spurs, 118-109, the final score.
Hey, Anthony, Frank had mentioned that this was the first time this season you guys had seen a stretch five of Aldridge's capability, and just wondered how it took some time to adjust to that and if that was a part of just San Antonio being so effective from the perimeter.
It is the first time we've seen it, but we messed up our coverages. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. So we couldn't even tell if our defensive scheme worked for stretch five. To start the game, you know, we didn't do what we were supposed to do. And he ended up getting two threes and I think a mid-range jumper. So we got to be better with our defensive schemes coming out the gate. But, you know, it was definitely something different for us tonight. Seeing, you know, as Coach said, stretch five. And you know, we just got to be better in our coverages.
Anything you noticed on the just in general about the game, Anthony, that was different compared to the two times you saw San Antonio in their building last week?
We didn't play any defense. Our defense was like we didn't play one lick of defense, and them guys did whatever they want. They came into this game very comfortable. Guys made shots, made plays, and we got off to a slow start. And we never, you know, even though we came back and got some stops, we never had a game in control. And we never played defense from the opening tip to the final buzzer. And that's why we lost.
Dan Warkey? Dan, I can't hear you. I don't. AD, you can't hear him, can you?
Nope.
All right, we're going to try Dave. Dan, we'll come
back. Can you guys hear me now? You got me now?
Yeah, go, Dan.
Go ahead. Sorry about that. AD, do you think you guys have been a consistent enough defensive team to this stage of the season?
No. Some nights we bring it defensively and some nights we don't. We have spurts in the game where we're really good defensively, but for an entire 48 minutes on a consistent basis, we haven't. We know it's going to be mistakes. Teams are going to make shots. You know, you're not going to be perfect the entire 48, but you know, we're not executing what we're supposed to do, and our communication has been terrible. I think so for the first 9 games that we played. And we got to be way better defensively. We want to have a chance to defend our title. And, you know, there's no excuse for that. Defense isn't, you know, about, you know, schemes or things like that. It's just about energy and effort. It takes nothing to leave it on the defensive end. You know, you can't control on the offensive end if shots go in or not. But defensively, you can control how hard you play. And, you know, we playing hard, but We're just we're late on our coverages. Our communication hasn't really been good, and I think we're good in the initial, first 10 seconds into the clock, even 15 seconds to the clock. It's that second action, third action that that teams run that kind of get us. And some things you can't control, a bad miss or, you're closing out on the weak side and guy make a tough shot or, a bad bounce or anything like that. But a lot of times it's just us, messing up our schemes and not talking, which is leading to open shots or guys at the rim.
Sorry to follow up real quick. How much of that do you think is there was turnover on this team that, you guys are playing a bunch of new guys. You didn't have a ton of practice time. Is that a factor?
It is, still trying to get guys acclimated to our system. But, I think 9 games is plenty. Tonight was a new challenge. Like Coach said, with the stretch five, we haven't seen, and all the, guys that was here before kind of know it, but it was new to Dennis and, everyone, all our other guards west with our schemes, with little practice time and things like that, with the games being, right behind each other. It's tough to go over them and get that live reps that you need. But, the season's still early, but we definitely have to be better on the defensive end. And I think that, we can do that with.
I was waiting on the audio to kick back in. AD, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, great. It appeared to me, and I think I saw the aftermath, so I apologize if I don't know what I'm talking about here. Did you knock over a cart in frustration on the bench tonight? And was that in relation to what we've been talking about you already, the defensive miscues and just boiling over there?
No, it was just a lot of frustration. I did. Frustration from, our defense tonight, frustration from, me missing 2 free throws. So walked over and knocked the damn cart over. So, the combination of a lot of things.
If I could follow up real quickly, is your shirt in reference to everything that's been going on in the country the last couple of days?
My hoop?
Your shirt.
Oh, is my shirt. It's in definitely in relation to everything that's been going on. Fear of a black planet. I just think that, it's funny how when, Black Lives Matter protest and, we want to get our point across and we're in the streets, for the most part, having peaceful protests, we get attacked and assaulted and violence happens and things like that. And on the other side, it's like a double standard. On the other side, an entire group runs into the nation's capital and get escorted out the front door like everything's okay, And if I'm not mistaken, but they did take things. And when the Black Lives Matter protesting, it was once the looting starts, the shooting starts. And to my knowledge, if you take something, you're looting. And in that case, for them, they got escorted out the front door. And it's a slap in the face to us, it feels like, we're going backwards. We thought we were seeing change and, then this happens. And then the whole Jacob Blake thing happens the day before. So it's just like a run of things that's going on that, honestly, it's bullshit for us. And like I say, it's a double standard in this world. And, we just got to get better. It's not, we're saying the same thing over and over. I know it's cliche. Every guy, in the league has talked about it. It's the same thing over and over and over. And, the question is, when is it going to stop? Is it going to stop? After the events last night or yesterday, it shows us that, it's going in the wrong direction.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. Let's do this. Let's go to break. when we come back, a lot of things I want to hit on from what AD said right there. We're still going to have we're going to hear from Taylen Horan-Tucker. We'll still get an opportunity to hear from LeBron. So stay with us here. If you want to, if you have any thoughts on tonight's game, 877-710-ESPN. I'm Alan Sliwa, and this is the Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Lakers lose to the San Antonio Spurs 118-109, the final score. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. We appreciate their partnership. Lakers points in the paint, not even close, 66-34. Lakers dominated points in the paint. But there were too many other areas where the Lakers struggled. I already talked about how many threes, the difference in threes, plus 18 for the Spurs, only 6 turnovers from the Spurs, so not enough from that front. And let me say this before I go to Taylen Horan-Tucker. I was telling some of the folks here in the studio at the break how much I enjoy listening to Anthony Davis in these press conferences. And the reason why I do, and I'm sure a lot of Laker fans can relate to this, he's incredibly honest. Incredibly honest. You know, during the game, where I was sitting behind one of the baskets. To the left was the Lakers bench, so pretty close to kind of seeing what's going on there. And Dave McMenamin referenced something being knocked over. Anthony Davis pushed something over. I heard a bang. I didn't know what it was. So I'm putting these pieces together now. AD did not look happy, and I think if you're, you know, obviously a fan. You want players to feel the same way you do. You want players to care as much as you do. And that's one of the things I always talk about, one of the things I respected so much with Kobe. Kobe wanted to win more than fans did. You don't see that very often. And I think Anthony Davis, just tonight hearing him continue to say they were awful on defense, you got to have better energy, you got to have better effort. If we're going to try and go back-to-back this year, we got to be better. I just like that from our leader. You know, I like that from one of the best players in the world, and obviously Anthony Davis is one of those players. And then on top of that, you know, AD continuing to reference, as a lot of NBA players are using their platforms to voice their opinion about what's going on around the world, but specifically this country, I love when they do it because that's how they feel, and they got a lot of people who are listening to them and following them, that it's more than just basketball, that there's a lot of things that are more important than off the basketball court. Lakers lose to the Spurs, 118-109. Taylen Horan-Tucker, 10 points for the Lakers, 4 of 9 from the field, 21 minutes. We don't get to hear from THT too often. Let's hear what Taylen Horan-Tucker had to say after the game.
Hello.
Hello.
A little echoey, but I think we're going to be able to make it work. Let's go ahead and get started with Allie Clifton, please.
Hey, Taylen, after a slow start for you guys tonight, San Antonio kind of picked up where they left off against the Clippers a couple nights ago, especially with their three ball. You guys managed to tie it at 89, but kind of down the stretch from start to finish, how would you assess this one for you guys?
I feel like, you know, you got to go back and look at the things that they did wrong. I feel like it was some of the mistakes that we could, you know, capitalize on and not knowing how. Just being able to be a step quicker to things is going to help us.
Yeah, when you talk about coverages, Frank mentioned, obviously, LaMarcus Aldridge, first time seeing him, having faced the Spurs, though, 3 times already now, that it was the first time you saw a stretch big this season. What was it with the defense that didn't connect for you guys? Was it communication? How much did that challenge you guys?
I feel like, you know, just, you know, I just miscommunication, mm-hmm. being able, knowing who we're guarding and knowing who's in the game is, you know, important. Especially with a guy like Marcus Aldridge, so being able to, you know where he is at all times is going to be important.
Of course, as you know, to face a team in the regular season three times in such a short amount of time is pretty rare. To beat a team three times, even more so. But for you as a young player who continues to evolve, what are the benefits to being able to face a team in a short amount of time this much, and just you being able to take advantage of those opportunities?
Just being able to see, you know, how teams are play you. You know, some teams play everybody different, so just being able to look and see, you know, trying to improve from what you did the game before is always going to be great for my development.
Thanks, Taylor.
Go to Brad Turner, please.
Thank you. Taylor, do you view part of your role as to be an energy guy and come in and try to pick your team up when things are not going quite as well as they want them to?
I feel like you said, I just want to be able to come in, you know, do whatever I can, just, you know, make a positive impact on the game and help us win. So I feel like, you know, bring energy and playing defense is probably my role that I would say.
All right, over to Kyle Goon.
Hey, Taylor. You know, I'm wondering what's for you is the gap between what you were able to kind of do in preseason and now in a regular season game going against a lot of rotation guys, having to be, you know, kind of in your spots defensively. How big is the gap between those things?
I feel like, you know, just being able to play in a preseason game, you know, just an opportunity to see where I was going to be. And, so, like, you know, the season, of course, you know, other guys are playing now. You got to find your role within the system that we have. So, I feel like the gap between that is pretty short. You know, just being able to, you know, pick up and capitalize on anything that you know you're supposed to do.
Kari Jones.
What's happening, Taylor? In light of everything that's going on today, you know, I see you guys were standing in solidarity at half court. AD had they're afraid of a Black Planet shirt. As a young player in the league, you know, what's your thoughts and how are you handling all this emotionally?
I feel like, you know, you got to take it in. Just take it in for what it is, honestly. You know, just there's a lot going on in the world. And, you know, just us, we just want to, you know, try and help and make a change any way we can. So just being able to be a part of this and, you know, just be around the guys, whatever you want to right now, be together. Great. So I just,
you know,
appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you.
All right. Looks like that's all the questions we have, and that is the time we have with Taylor.
All right. That's Taylen Horn Tucker right there. By the way, it's nice to hear from THT. We don't get a chance to hear from him too often, so that's obviously great to get an opportunity here from our young 20-year-old up-and-coming, 10 points tonight, 4-9 from the field, but not enough for the Lakers, 118-109. I don't need to sit here all night and talk about the Lakers' lack of defense. We know that that was the issue tonight. Anthony Davis talked about it. So did head coach Frank Vogel. When we come back, we'll hear from LeBron James, get LBJ's thoughts on this game. I'm sure LeBron's got a lot of thoughts on what's going on in the country. All that coming up next. Thank you for being a part of the show. Alan Sliwa, P-Tut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, quick reminder, tomorrow, Lakers taking on the Chicago Bulls. Pregame show set for 5:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Starting tomorrow at 5 a.m., Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis. So we'll continue to cover the Los Angeles Lakers and obviously everything going on here in Los Angeles. Lakers lose to the San Antonio Spurs, 118-109, the final score. I don't really want to waste any time. LeBron James, 27 points, 12 assists, 6 rebounds. 8 of 15 from the field, play 35 minutes, look winded in that fourth quarter. Let's get LBJ's thoughts on the game.
Hey, LeBron, if you don't mind my starting off the court, before the game, Greg Popovich was talking about the events of yesterday. I called him blatant and dangerous, said that the country's sin had plagued us for all these years, talked about inequality of the races, et cetera. And then he went on to specifically praise you, your activism, what you've spoken for, the ability to speak out, trying to lead others, et cetera. So just wondered if you could react to that and everything you've been thinking about these last couple of days.
Well, when Coach Pop speaks, he's very articulate, very straight to the point, very educated, very smart man. And he comes from a sense of being a human being and knowing what's going on in our country, knowing the difference between right and wrong and the things and the challenges that, we have to go through. And I love, Coach Pop, not only as, as a coach, but more, as a man. Obviously, the last few days has been very, very, very tough on anybody in the Black community. Starting off when we got the news when we was in Memphis with the Jacob Blake announcement and with the cop being let off or not being accused of that brutal murder, and then with yesterday seeing what happened at our national capital inside the Capitol. It's we live in two Americas, and that was prime example of that yesterday. And and if you don't understand that or don't see that after seeing what you saw yesterday, then you really need to take a step back, not even just one step, maybe four or five or even 10 steps backwards, and ask yourself how do you want your kids, or how do you want your grandkids, how do we want America to be viewed as? How do we want to live, in this beautiful country? Because yesterday was not it. And being a part of a household with three kids, two boys, a daughter, a wife, a mother-in-law, and so many, Black folks in my household during that time, and it's on the TV, couldn't help but to wonder if those were my kind storming the Capitol, what would have been the outcome? And I think we all know. It's no ifs, ands, or buts. We already know what would have happened to my kind if anyone would have even got close to the Capitol, let alone storm inside the offices, inside the hallways. Just a very, very low time in our country to see what we saw yesterday, the events, the chain of events. But it just goes to show, like I said, it's two different Americas that we live in. And, it's my job to continue to spread, positive notions and, continue to educate my people, continue to big up my people, continue to inspire them, even when times like yesterday feel like it was another gut punch to us of what we saw. So.
And as a quick follow-up to that, how do you talk to your kids about this, LeBron, and how has that evolved? And I know they're different ages, but how has that evolved over time?
You just show them the photos. All you got to do is look at the photos from the peaceful protests of what we, were fighting for. We were, when we were out there, fighting for lives, and what we saw yesterday, they're talking about votes. All you gotta do is look at the photos. I mean, I saw a picture yesterday that we all probably seen before of a Black man holding his daughter on top of his shoulders. And you got a police officer with a shield on with a gun pointed right at him or right at her. Could have been rubber bullets on the inside, could have been real bullets. We all seen that photo. And then on the contrary, you got this white guy walking inside the Capitol with his thumb up in the air with the damn podium in his hand. I mean, what more do I need to say to my kids than to just see the two differences? It's right there, it's right there in their face. And I will continue, and my wife will continue, and my mother and my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, who lived through a lot of this that's going on, they will continue to hit home with them. But for them to see it, it's even more powerful.
Dave?
LeBron, pregame, Pop reflected on 2016 and saying he read a New York Times editorial predicting kind of this was going to go down this way with this administration. And I remember being in the locker room with you the night the 2016 election happened, and you know, your sentiment was similar to that, like, okay, we're in for something here. In your view, in terms of being a leader in Black America, what is the damage of the last 4 years, and what's the step forward to make things better?
Well, we took a step forward in November by electing Joe and Kamala to be in the White House, for them to be the head of our country. That is a step forward. The events that took place yesterday was a direct correlation of the president that's in the seat right now, of his actions and his beliefs and his wishes. He cares about nobody besides himself. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. He doesn't care about this country. He doesn't care about his family. He doesn't care about anybody besides himself. And we've seen the tweets that happened along this whole path to the destruction of what happened yesterday. Those events was because of him. And we sat there, and everyone, and you know, it's just over the last 4 years that we all knew. I mean, you know, like you said, Pop said it. I remember, like you said, 4 years ago, where I sat there and said, this is the beginning of the end for our country, and hopefully it only lasts 4 years. But the one thing you can't get back in life, and one thing you can never get back, and that's time. You can't get back time. And we've literally just shit away 4 years. And how do we recoup that? How do we recoup that? And for me, I'm not only an inspiration or a leader of Black America, I want to be an inspiration and leader of all races, because I only preach positive stuff, but I also preach what's right. There's a difference between right and wrong. Like, literally, if you don't know what's right and what's wrong, like if you walk outside and a kid pushes another kid on the ground and you don't think that's wrong, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, people that grow up with hate, it starts in their households. It starts in their households. And when they get outside their households, they get older and older and older, and they continue the same things that they've seen over the course of time. And you have these issues that we see in America, like hate, it comes from the house. Everything that goes on comes from the household of people just hating and hating and hating. And obviously what came from the president that's in the house now, from his household, is the reason why America is in the
right, we're going to take one more. Dan?
LeBron, the shirt says, do you understand now? Your shoes said, do you understand now? What would you say to people who don't understand at this point? And how do you reach people who don't?
No, it's unfair to try to get people to understand, but we want people to listen. There's some things that you can't understand because you don't grow up how we grew up. You don't live in the same environment that we live in. You don't see the fact that when we walk out of our homes, or we walk out of our project buildings, or we walk out of our apartments, that we're scared to death right off bat because we're afraid of the police. And that's just how I grew up. When you seen the police, you ran the other way. You didn't feel like it was protection. You never felt like it was protection. So we can't make you understand. Do you understand? We want you in a sense of, do you understand what we're saying? Because you will never understand the feeling that we feel being a Black man or being a Black woman growing up in America. Because of we got over 150 years, 400 years. I mean, these things that's going on, there's no difference. There's no difference. They just hiding, you know, the KKK, the rags over their faces. They're just hiding behind certain other costumes. They're just going under certain other costumes that you saw yesterday in the Capitol. I mean, you can't sit here and say that those are terrorists. We keep saying it as protesters. Those are not protesters. I was like, what are they protesting? Knocking down walls, knocking down the gates of our nation's capital. People don't understand. Do you understand that? That's what we're talking about. Like, do you understand how hard it is for us to continue to live our lives the way we live, continue to inspire, continue to give everything that we got? Like, everyone jumps on the bandwagon of what we provide, what we bring, you know, the way we dress,
our music, our culture, our food, everything, everything that everyone steals from what we do. And then they want to act like they did it or they brought it to this world. We don't get our due diligence. We don't get the respect. We don't get anything back for what we've given to this country besides a slap in the face. And they're going to say, okay, well, you know, you should shut up and dribble, which I've heard numerous of times, but I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that. And they're going to say, you got so many other opportunities. So many guys are in leagues and all that stuff. But man, that's peanuts. It's peanuts to what goes on in this country. And yesterday was just very shameful. And I just say embarrassing to us as the example. I grew up knowing that America was the land of the free and the home of the brave. And we set an example for all these other countries in the world of how to run things and how to be great and how to, you know, maneuver and change the world and things of that nature. And yesterday we looked like a third, fourth, fifth world country. It was just, it's just very embarrassing. And I hope we can be better, but it's a shit time. Let me just say that.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. Obviously not crossing any words. He's got his thoughts. He's got his feelings. And I'm sure last night and tonight, this all the games that are going on in the NBA or that have gone on in the NBA, there's been some conversation from a basketball perspective, but also a lot of conversation of what's gone on these last few days in our country. Lakers lose to the San Antonio Spurs, 118-109, the final score. Last reminder, tomorrow, 5:30 pregame show, myself and Michael Thompson, Lakers taking on the Chicago Bulls. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. As always, we greatly appreciate you guys taking some time and listening to 710 ESPN. This has been the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.